Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Today, we talk about something really fun, how to borrow against your crypto or NFTs. If you own cryptocurrency or non-fungible tokens, NFTs, you may want to tap into the value of those assets without selling them. Thanks to crypto and NFT lending platforms, holders or hodlers of large amounts of crypto or valuable NFT collections may be able to get a loan using those assets as collateral, similar to a home equity loan and other secured loans. Several decentralized finance, or DeFi, platforms offer crypto and NFT lending. Because they may require smart contracts and access to your digital wallet, it's important only to use trusted and reliable platforms. Here's what you need to know to start borrowing against your crypto or NFTs. First of all, what is crypto and NFT borrowing? Cryptocurrency and NFT lending is a relatively modern way to use cryptocurrency as an asset for lending and borrowing. Much like peer-to-peer lending platforms, crypto and NFT borrowing connects diverse people all over the world to enable a decentralized borrowing transaction. If you have a lot of value tied up in your crypto portfolio, crypto borrowing allows you to borrow using your crypto assets as collateral. For example, you may be able to stake or deposit a portion of your Ether balance and get the stablecoin USDC in return, enabling you to cash out and effectively use your crypto as collateral for a USD loan. Suppose you believe cryptocurrency is going up and don't want to sell or have large tax gains that you want to delay for the future. In that case, crypto borrowing could allow you to leverage your crypto assets for various financial purposes. Steps to borrow against your crypto or NFTs. Let's take a look at those. So if you want to move forward with crypto borrowing against your crypto or NFT assets, these are the general steps you can expect to follow. Number one, choose a crypto lending platform. Start by comparing crypto lending platforms for various needs, including their history for security, customer complaints, rates, and supported currencies or NFTs. Many platforms are blockchain-specific or maybe currency-specific. It's best to pick two or three options to compare rates and fees. And here's a quick tip. Some centralized cryptocurrency exchanges offer staking or lending features requiring less technical knowledge. Those are Gemini, Kraken, and Coinbase, among many others. And we have a list, actually, of the best cryptocurrency exchanges. You can find that at cultofmoney.com. And number two, the second step, review crypto borrowing or NFT borrowing options and rates. Just like any other loan, once you've zeroed in on your top borrowing resource, you'll want to understand the details of costs and fees. Remember that you may have to pay the transaction or gas fees in addition to interest and platform fees. Ugh. Most platforms display rates in a form equivalent to the annual percentage rate, APR, for more traditional lending resources. And tip number three, connect your wallet and set up your loan. After you're satisfied with the loan terms and site security, you can connect your Web3 wallet and begin the borrowing process. In many aspects, it should look like a traditional lending experience, outside of using a Web3 wallet and cryptocurrency or other blockchain assets. Double-check everything, as cryptocurrency transactions can't be reversed once entered. Tip number four, click to execute your borrowing smart contract. After you've double and triple checked your loan details, click the button to proceed. This will execute the smart contract, which accesses your assets as collateral and pays you the loan proceeds. This should be automated once you click the button to execute or accept all terms. And tip number five, receive loan proceeds in connected wallet. The final step is waiting for the blockchain to process all transactions. Your connected wallet should automatically show updated balances when the transaction is complete and funds are deposited in your wallet. You can use a blockchain explorer to follow the progress until it's completed. Costs and fees. Let's talk about those for a second. Crypto and NFT borrowing, of course, isn't free. As with a loan from a bank, credit card company, or just about anyone else, you can plan on interest and fees. Interest is usually split automatically between lenders and the lending company. Lenders deposit funds into an asset pool with others to provide liquidity for borrowers like you. they expect to receive interest for their lending, and you pay it as a borrower. The interest rate process is similar to how banks work with savings accounts and loans. However, with crypto and NFT lending, there's no big company in the middle to take most of the interest. When a facilitator takes some of the interest as a fee, it's much more favorable to borrowers and lenders than traditional banks in many situations. Now we talk risks. So if you connect to a fraudulent site and authorize the connection to your crypto wallet, the site owner could steal and drain your wallet of assets, including all contained crypto and NFTs. Even big-name celebrities like Seth Green have fallen victim to NFT scams. So it's important to stay vigilant when connecting to any Web3 application. Also, it's important to understand how your funds in crypto may be tied up and when you can repay and withdraw. If your crypto is stuck in a loan when values are on the way down and you want to sell, yeah, you could be unable to withdraw. Let's talk about the pros and cons. Three pros, three cons, and then we'll wrap up for today. Some pros: use crypto and NFTs as collateral to borrow money in your local currency. It's pretty cool. You can also convert crypto into dollars without paying capital gains taxes. Also fantastic. You can participate in the DeFi economy with favorable interest rates in some cases. And three cons: of course, possibility for scams and fraud, potentially high gas fees or transaction fees, and interest rates are not always favorable. Bottom line on borrowing against your crypto or NFTs: borrowing against crypto and NFTs can make sense in many situations if you have valuable assets. If you decide to move forward, be extremely careful where you connect your wallet and who you trust to handle the borrowing process. A single mistake could end up with costly consequences. But if you act carefully and go into the process with good knowledge of how crypto borrowing works, you should be able to achieve a positive experience.